coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Monday, March 18th, 2024. Well, I survived the Ides of March. I know Eric the Tech did as well. That should be a good sign, right? And of course, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, which I don't celebrate. No. But regardless, I mean, that's not to disparage the Irish or St. Patrick, the holiday or whatever. It's just an extra work day. I mean, it's just the same work day, right? All right. A lot of news to get into. The theme, the crux of today's show. Folks, it is going to get very, very ugly. And you might be sitting back there hearing me say this and say, well, tell me something I don't already know. Well, the further down the path, toward the election, toward the inauguration, toward the conventions, pulling back a little bit, toward the conventions, toward all of this, all of the political side shows, which really they are, I truly believe what we are going to see is an increase in violence. Now, domestic violence, that's one thing. That's absolutely guaranteed domestic violence. Domestic terrorist acts by illegals, by the criminals who have come into this country illegally. Folks, they are criminals. And this is one thing I really want to drive home. We must not use the language of the communist left. We must use the proper language. You cross that border illegally, you are a criminal. Period. End of story. I don't care if you are a 19-year-old kid or a 90-year-old grandmother, you have committed a criminal act. Those people who have facilitated and are facilitating this, they themselves are suborning this act, this criminal act. So they are engaged in criminal activity. And again, I don't care if you are just the janitor working at one of these camps, or if you are in Congress, you are engaged in supporting, aiding, and abetting criminal activity. This is, now I'm speaking about the border. Why? Because the ugliness, I believe, is going to originate from one of those border, one or more of those border people or groups. But the attribution, or should I say misattribution, will place it squarely on the lap of the white Christian nationalist, of which I am proud to say I am a white Christian nationalist. But I will add this. That's according to my definition of what a white Christian national is, not the communist liberal left. No, I am, obviously, you can see I'm white. I'm not black. I'm not Hispanic. I'm white. I am a Christian, and I believe in America being first and foremost in our agenda, whether it is money, going to certain projects, including infrastructure, for example, or defense, as opposed to going to Ukraine or Haiti or wherever. And this Haiti thing is not new. The situation with Haiti goes all the way back. We're going to be getting into so much about this. Folks, I know you're going to learn a lot. I know you know a lot. I absolutely 100% know. Anyone who listens or watches this program, you know just a ton. You know more than most people know. I'm going to tell you right now, I believe in the listeners and viewers of this program. I love each and every one of you. And I believe you know, again, more than the average person. And I want to thank those who are supporting this platform. You know, look, I don't want to even do this, but I'm going to tell you right now, we're struggling, as you might be as well. And if you are, don't listen to this. If you're struggling financially, don't listen to this. But I'll tell you something, okay? We have invested, this platform has invested a ton of money into helping and toward the saving of children. I mean, in the field, boots on the ground, it costs money to save, to investigate, and to rescue children. And we've done that. This platform has done that along with other platforms. And we do share proceeds. For example, the coffee that we sell, we share proceeds with other companies, with other organizations, I should say, that are engaged in the groundwork. But we're struggling right now. And we're struggling with the electric. We're struggling with payroll. We're struggling with payroll taxes. Look, we're not that big of an organization. So I ask that you support this organization. And one more thing I ask. I ask that you support those who support us. You know, there are companies out there who support us through their advertising. For example, and they've got great products. For example, don'twastepower.com. I'm going to tell you, this little device right here, this is my display model. I've got one plugged in by my circuit breaker, another one plugged in the other side of the house, and a couple more in between, but don'twastepower.com. And just like groceries, just like food, your energy bills, they're expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months. Now, those power bills have gotten so expensive for the average person that a record number, 20 million, count them, 20 million households are now behind on their power bills, and some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household can't afford the rising cost of electricity. Yet the power companies, well, they show no signs of lowering the costs, and then you've got the politics involved and the green energy stuff. Okay, all of this. Look, that's why I've been doing what I can, and I urge you to do the same, to lower my energy bills. And thanks to this, that little device that you're seeing on your screen, okay, thanks to that, it's an amazing device that I absolutely love. I want to slash my power bills, beat the utility companies, and put money in my pocket every month, save money. And that little gadget plugs into a wall outlet that's designed to stop your home. Do I sound like Biden? Do I sound slurring my words? Sorry. Cough drop. But anyway, look, I don't want to waste unnecessary energy. I want to reduce my home's electricity usage, and I can do that through don'twastepower.com. Be sure to use my link in the description box below. Get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off, and free shipping included. Completely complimentary with every purchase. I'm going to tell you right now, you better get it while they last because there's a lot of people getting those. All right. Oh, one more thing, too, I want to mention. If you haven't done so already, folks, please do this. Go to CoachDaveLive.com and purchase your tickets for the Wisconsin Christian News Conference coming up April 12th and 13th. I'm going to be there. I'm bringing some evidence that's never been seen before that will be shown at the conference. Satanic ritual abuse, actual criminal case evidence. Of course, the cases have been adjudicated, and but nonetheless, putting together the showing you what is involved in many cases, And this goes back to even, yes, can I say this? Pizzagate. Absolutely. It goes back to, and Pizzagate was a thing, just crappily named. Okay, it wasn't about a pizza shop. It wasn't, no, much bigger than that. So join me, won't you? April 12th and 13th, 2024. And if for some reason you can't join me and Coach Dave and others, oh, and if you haven't seen Hagman PI, check it out. There's a video there I did with Coach Dave and Scott, Grace's dad. You'll get the idea when you see it, who that is, to promote that. But I've got to tell you, if you can't get there, then certainly subscribe to Wisconsin Christian News, both digital as well as the hard copy, because you can pass a hard copy out to others after you're done. And donate as well, because they're hurting as well. I mean, my goodness, you got the editor driving his 15-year-old vehicle around all the state of Wisconsin, dropping off newspapers. He's washing the floors too, as well as getting the paper out. I mean, he does everything. It's absolutely incredible. All right. So thank you for that. So okay, here's how, I mean, it's going to get really bad. Now, one thing I saw, one video I saw, and by the way, I've got Randy Taylor on deck. He's coming on, and we're just going to hit all of these really hard. But one video I saw, if you are an enemy of the United States of America, and you're watching the U.S., are we projecting power? Of course not. Have you seen this video clip, 12 seconds, I think, of this vigorous. I was thinking about the vague, right? Anyway, no, the vigorous Joe Biden. Have you seen this? This is cut one. And by the way, all of the cuts, all of the videos, all of the sources can be found at HagmanPI.com. Open up the program description box, including my email. Contrary to belief, I can't find your email anywhere. It's everywhere. Anyway, as well as Randy Taylor, rt@hagmanpi.com. But watch this video clip. It's cut one. And you tell me what our enemies are thinking right now. If they have their finger on the pulse of the hypersonic missiles, or let's just say they're the Mexican, president of Mexico. You think that the president of Mexico is going to listen to this strong man of vigor? Oh, he's never been stronger. Watch this.
That Netanyahu should go.
For radio
that Netanyahu
listeners,
should go.
You've got Roomba Joe Biden being helped to the tune. I should add, there is another one out there to the tune of Visiting Angels, because that would be an excellent commercial for Visiting Angels, because that's what it looks like. But ask yourself this. If things are going to get ugly, is this the guy that's got your back? Is this the guy that's got the country's back? Is this the man? Of course not. Randy Taylor, rt@hagmanpi.com. Thanks for holding with me through my diatribe. How you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. I just found the video you're talking about with the music with it.
Yeah.
I'm sending that to Eric right now.
I you know what? I bookmarked that on my...
I got it, man.
Yeah. Cool. Look, it's the same clip to the...
I laughed my butt off.
I got to say, it's sad, but it's funny, you know?
Well, it's the truth. That's what's sad about it. You know, that's the sad part. It's true.
You know, so Okay, so with Biden, and here's my problem that I've got with Biden. Well, I've got many, but one of the issues.
One of many, sir. The show isn't long enough to go over all the issues we have with Biden.
We don't have enough hours in the week to go through that. But here's, obviously, on the 20th, Hunter Biden is supposed to show up and testify before Congress. Now, the Biden criminal, the Biden family criminal corruption scandal, I suppose, for lack of a better phrase. You know, congressional investigators found a plan that showed that Hunter Biden was trying to help this massive Chinese energy company by Westinghouse, who make American nuclear reactors. Now, think about that for a second. Okay, so you have Hunter Biden, you're capitalizing on the name, on his family's name, and while Joe Biden was vice president and somewhat still cognitively aware of his surroundings, Hunter Biden was trying to help this huge Chinese energy company buy Westinghouse. And what do? They make American nuclear reactors. You're selling out your country. He's selling out our country for personal profit. Now, to me, and this is just to me, that's the kind of offense that if one is found guilty for, it's either a firing squad or a noose. I don't care which. A noose is reusable, a bullet, not so much. But the entire family has benefited by this. In fact, why don't, let's see here.
And on that particular case,
go ahead.
That on that particular case, you'd only have to prove the least of the crimes, which would be that he was in this kind of communications business operating under his father's name.
Correct.
Then you go. Well, look what they were trying to do. If you could nail him with the small part, you could bring the big part right in on that case. And I wish somebody would do it. I mean, they're up Trump's ass about everything. Everything. Doesn't matter what it was.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean, I don't. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I don't buy the rape story at all. Period.
Even if I didn't like Trump. Even if Carol raped him? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The one whose cat's named are titties and vagina? Mm-hmm. I'm not making this up. She paints her trees blue? She can't remember. She can't remember when the rape happened. Mm-hmm. She knows where, but can't remember when. Mm-hmm. And then she goes on to Anderson Cooper and wants to give him a smack of wet one on his lips. It's crazy. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's nuts. This is a bandwagon. Everybody that thinks they have something to throw at Trump, they're doing it. That man is standing up to it, and he's dealing with it, and I believe he will prevail. But the point is, look what the left is doing. They have taken the Constitution and Bill of Rights and thrown it out the window.
They have.
And then we hear about, it's going to be terrible when Trump comes into power because he's going to exact justice on the left. Well, somebody needs to exact justice on the left. They've been getting away with this crap for far too long. They have absolutely twisted the Constitution to where you can't even understand what it says.
And that's the bigger picture of today's show. I didn't mean to overtalk you, but you know, he was in Dayton this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about the automobile industry. And in that context, the bloodbath thing.
Yes.
And I'm so sick and tired of hearing about that crap. I didn't even want to put it in the show notes, but
I don't mention it, that they once again took him out of context.
Yeah.
They bounced from the one subject and took what they a comment that could have dual meaning for anything and stuck it on right into it's going to be a bloodbath if he loses. Well, it isn't what it was said, and what Doug just explained that to you. He was in the middle of explaining what would happen if foreign car makers try and bring cars into the U.S. that were made in Mexico. And other places.
He was talking about the American manufacturing of American vehicles. Yes. It'll be a bloodbath. And the left, we'll go to cut seven.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Bloodbath in Texas.
In Michigan. Or wait.
Yeah.
Ohio, no, anywhere. Michigan, Ohio, yeah. North, Midwest. But anyway, yeah. As well,
they've taken it out of context again and lied, okay?
Yeah.
Period. Because Trump threatened his last presidency. He said, if you're going to try and bring these cars in and not use American cars, I'll take that tariff to 100%.
Yes, yes.
He'll price those cars out of business. And that's what he would do. Why? Because he's a nationalist that loves his country. Good for him. That's about time we had a president that gave a shit about the United States.
Exactly. Exactly. When you have Biden doing some untold things, and we'll get into this momentarily.
Yes. Play that video, brother.
Yeah, let's go to clip seven. This is Scarborough, by the way. Hey, Lori Klazutis, dead intern in my office, but this is Scarborough, cut seven, just having this unhinged meltdown about his usage of the word, but he's lying about the use of that word. But go ahead.
Exactly.
He's talking about a bloodbath for America. It's laid out in the terms of it. And these idiots on Twitter, these idiots on cable news, these idiots on Sunday shows, going, well, yeah, well, presidents, you know, he was talking only about the auto industry, and this is one more. It's just bullshit. Let me say that at 6:15 a.m. It's just bullshit. He knew what he was doing. We're not stupid. Americans aren't stupid. He was talking about a bloodbath. Sometimes a bloodbath means a bloodbath. And when he finishes by saying, and that's just going to be the least of it, seriously, these people may be stupid. We're not.
All right. Joe Scarborough and Mika. Mika, you know, Father Zbigniew Brzezinski, of course, the globalist extraordinaire. And Joe Scarborough, the former congressional representative out of Florida. The only thing, I'll tell you what's bullshit, Scarborough, is this. Lori Klazutis, who happened, she was a dead intern found in your office. That's bullshit. She supposedly had a seizure, stroke, or something, struck her head, and was found dead in your office, Joe. The story is bullshit. That's right. There it is right there. Hey, my name is Lori Klazutis. And folks, look that up. And look up. Look about the circumstances surrounding that. Mm-hmm. So you know what, Artie, when you look at these people, whether they're in the media or in Congress, everyone has got some level of compromise, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. They're not squeaky clean. Don't think they are. I don't think I'm convinced in America you can't even be a politician anymore and be squeaky clean.
I agree.
Because there's just, the corruption starts in the voting stage prior to even... You know what? The corruption starts before they even start campaigning for their first political job.
That's right.
This is nuts. You know, Johnson, look at Lyndon Johnson. He was guilty. They thought he was guilty. I'm pretty damn sure he had a councilman killed before he even thought about running. He was running for mayor or something. He's already killing people.
You know, Judge Napolitano, I really don't care for that much, but Roger Stone said the same thing in a conversation. You talk about Lyndon Johnson,
real peace of work.
Oh gosh, why didn't President Trump release the entirety of the JFK assassination files? Because basically, what he said was it was so horrific. Americans really, he was trying to protect America from the fallout from that information, and I suspect Roger knows a lot more than he's saying, but it certainly involves, I believe, a former president, and I also believe that involves CIA as well as perhaps
Mossad. The people that make it where you can sleep at night, supposedly.
Yeah.
And they're the ones breaking the law.
Yeah, of course.
And not in our favor.
Of course not. No. So, okay, again, it's going to get ugly. Let's go to cut two. This is look, the Jack Posobiec, and you can substitute Christianity as opposed to Catholicism, if that's mentioned. It doesn't really matter. What matters is the larger message here with Jack Posobiec and his guest. This is a spiritual battle. It's happening in America right now. Okay, and Steve Quayle talks about this. This clip is just over 3 minutes long. It could be much longer, but cut it at 3 minutes. Check this out, and then RT on the other side. I want you to tell me what you think about this. Go ahead.
Because we must pray that he is successful in this animating contest against neo-Bolshevism, neo-Marxism. This is communism that we are up against. It is communism of a different flavor. It's actually cultural Marxism, but the end will always be the same. They don't want liberty and equality. They don't want equality at all. What they want is revenge, and they want the ability to tear down cities and to burn cities and to tear down and arrest and lock up and do away with the people who are successful and the people who are peaceful. And oh, by the way, the peaceful who are religious. What do these groups always come for first? It's the religious, and particularly the Catholics and the churches. That's why we need to make a stand right now.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you said that, too. They do always come after, their targets are always the same. You know, whether it's a new recycled form of communism, the targets are the same. The family, the kids, the right to religion. So we're going to lay out those cases very specifically, the way we see that. You know, the weaponization of government. We cannot forget the DOJ coming after specifically Catholics, right? We have got to bring that up. We will show that. We're going to have Steve Friend, FBI whistleblower, elaborate on that. We're going to see the way that they've really come at hard on the abortion issue to the extreme, where now we have 10 states which are trying to enshrine the right to kill whatever stage that unborn child in the womb. Okay, we're gonna remind Catholics that this is what's going on in this election cycle. But then we're gonna see the way they're ultimately coming after the destruction of our border, and the first consequence, the people who suffer the most, are the kids. Child sex trafficking. That is why Jim Caviezel and Tim Ballard and then Tom Homan will be there as well to talk about that, to bring light to that issue. This is what's at stake, people, okay? And then ultimately we have the parental rights, the way they're experimenting with our kids. The state thinks that they have the right to enter our homes and tell our kids what gender they should be, okay? Independently of what the parents say. That's not cool. And we're in Catholics stand in the breach, and we are going to protect the family and the kids from that intrusion of the government. This is a very important strategic event. We have invited President Trump. I hear we have an incredible person who's going to lead us off that night. His name is Jack Posobiec, who's going to just lay out the case for how we've seen communism advance in the world and how it's coming in today. So it should be a great night. We've absolutely sold out. We actually had to up the numbers.
Promoting an event, but the essence of what was said, people are recognizing, RT, that this is a spiritual, more of a spiritual battle than anything else. Your thoughts on that?
You're absolutely right. This is between good and evil.
Yeah.
Plain and simple, they are coming at the church. It's hard. Satan is alive and well on earth. Just look what's going on around you. Just even if you just live in a small town, crime is up. Nobody's being prosecuted. I don't know if everybody's noticing that, but and I'm not going to make this a racial thing, but it is a racial thing, is these people that are, I watched a horrifying video about six black girls jumped a white girl in Missouri in Hazelwood. They beat her head into the pavement so bad that it almost killed her. She very well could die from that.
I believe she has passed away.
Here's the thing. And once again, nobody has even used the word hate crime. If that was six white girls attacked a black girl and busted her head into the concrete, not even busted her head into the concrete, if they just beat her up, there'd be hate crime charges. See, we're in a really bad place in this country. When things don't make sense anymore, you're in really deep trouble as a country. Even if you had an organization, a company that was being run like the United States is being run, you'd absolutely have flatlined a long time ago.
Yes.
We're in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. We're in serious, serious trouble. When they look at us, I'm talking about our enemies that have been sizing us up for the last decade. Okay, for more than that, the last century. Sorry. They're looking at us and they see like that fruitcake Levine in the War Department. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't even know what to say.
Admiral Richard Nicholas Rachel Levine. Yeah.
That one. Yeah, that one. In fact, that's one I send to Doug just every now and then out of the blue. It's because I know he blows a gasket when he sees it. I would, too. It's from his state.
Of course. Yeah.
And Biden. Then you're looking at the U.S., and you're looking at the commander-in-chief. You know what? I think, and maybe this needs to be a topic of discussion one day. Does Joe Biden actually know what's going on in the country? Or is he being censored and spoon-fed information? Stop and think about that. That is possible.
That's a great question, folks. We'd like to hear your answers.
Yes. You know what? I would like to hear the thoughts on, do you believe that Joe Biden is coherent and aware of everything going on? Okay. Or is he being spoon-fed, kept away from people anytime he's with someone, his wife or some doctor or somebody's around that controls him? Because we know he doesn't speak on his own. But when he does, it's a disaster. Ladies and gentlemen, I would really like to hear it because it's entirely possible. I was just thinking about this weekend, and I'm sitting here thinking, who in their right mind could sit around and say that the country is doing great? We've crossed bridges we can't go back over. I get so frustrated. You know what? Doug has given a lot of his life, his time, and his pocketbook, just like I've given of my time and when I had money in my pocketbook, okay, to protect this country. We weren't out working and doing things to enrich ourselves. We were paying our bills and then taking extra money we had and putting things together and working on things. And I just feel so let down. And then we're sitting here and we're struggling just to stay afloat here at Hagman. You know what I'm saying? And here's the killer. I don't draw a salary. I'm on disability.
And frankly, I don't either.
And seriously, if you look at the books, Doug isn't either. And we don't mean to talk about money and that, but at the same time, right now it's a very important issue. We're talking, ladies and gentlemen, if you got $5, send it in, please. If you like hearing us and you like hearing Doug and his other guests, there's some fantastic guests on the show, okay? And I love doing the show with Doug, but we also have other people that are doing fantastic. They bring great information to the table. They're diehard, red-blooded, patriotic Americans, most of them Christians. And let me tell you, we've got to, ladies and gentlemen, we got to pull together. And if you like hearing other, and we're not the only platforms that are suffering. There is an attack on everything here that has anything to do with it. I try and connect just to the show, and sometimes it's a nightmare. But thank God we have Eric in the background there. You know, he's making so much happen. And we get through it. But anyway, enough of that. Let's focus on the videos that we have.
Okay. But you mentioned a couple of to me, I look back in history and I look at the administration of Woodrow Wilson back in 12 to 21 or something to that effect. And a couple of years prior to his end of his second term, it was in October of 1919. He suffered this massive stroke, affected his left side. Now, what happened back then, it was a lot easier, by the way, to hide someone back then. He was essentially sequestered for the remainder of his term, and Edith Wilson, his wife, acted as like a Joe Biden on steroids. Okay, she was acting on his behalf. And there was a neurosurgeon who looked at Wilson's records after he died. He said that, and I'm looking at some notes here, Wilson's illness affected his personality in various ways, making him prone to disorders of emotion, impaired impulse control, and defective judgment. Folks, what do you see?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, there's nothing new under the sun, right? But, you know.
In fact, it would be easier to pull it off today.
Yeah, well.
Actually, and how many people watched FDR and had no ideas in a wheelchair?
Yeah, that's
true. Stop and think about that. That's very true. Some people you'd ask today and say it, and they'd be like, no, he wasn't in a wheelchair. Yes, he was. It was all camera angles, okay? And that's the thing. And this has really been toying in my mind the last few days. I'm like, you know, because she's either got Jill Biden or somebody, or that I've been waiting for that psycho lady that touched the House Speaker's hands that day, and then he went blank. I don't know if you saw. Remember, who was that? What was his name? McCullough.
Okay.
The head of Congress, he used to be.
Nancy Pelosi?
The Senate. Sorry.
Kevin McCarthy, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell.
The old fart. Mitch McConnell.
Okay.
Remember when they touched that lady was behind him?
Oh.
As soon as she touched his hand, he went blank.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, silent. And just stood there. That same lady, I don't know if anybody noticed this, but when the DHS guy, Mayorkas or whatever, was sitting there during the State of the Union address, she was behind him, the same woman. I don't know who she is. I don't know who she is. I got a couple stills of her from the when we saw her in the State of the Union address, because I had a lot of questions about that day when that happened to Mitch McConnell. She touched his hand, and it was like a needle hit him. He just, boom, went blank.
Yeah.
And I wonder how much of that is going on. How much of that is going on in our country? You know, I especially with the medical and the optics they have and everything they could do, you know, they could almost produce another human being. They can have body doubles and a little bit of plastic surgery, and they'd have an exact. You know what I'm saying? This is, so I don't know that Biden, I look at him and I go, how can this guy sit there and think he's doing a good job? What president, Doug, would let what's going on the border happen? Even a Democrat, Bill Clinton wouldn't have allowed it.
And he didn't allow it.
Barack Obama didn't allow it.
And Barack actually deported, folks, you might, it's hard to hear,
yes, sir.
But Barack Obama deported more people than Trump did during
those
years.
Absolutely right, sir. So tell me what's going on. I think that he is basically a mindless troll. And he may not know exactly what's happening. And if they just kept people close to him, they could control that. We could.
Is that why then? Okay, so is that why perhaps... because I've had Joel Gilbert on talking about a possible Michael Robinson or Michelle Obama run. You know, would you want someone like that, like Biden? Would the power brokers want somebody like Biden?
If they could 100% control him,
embalm him, right?
Yeah, because he just becomes their mouthpiece. He won't say anything. Anything he says on his own sounds stupid and incoherent. Everybody writes it off to bad humor. But he's got an earpiece in his ear constantly. And it just makes you wonder. I think he's being controlled by someone, somehow, some way.
And all of his note cards with, you know, stand here, stop here, move here.
And if he's a little slow, then he lives by those note cards. Who's writing the note cards? You know what I mean? So you understand this? But I started thinking about this the last couple of days, and it's like I can't get it out of my mind. It's like just bothering me because I'm like, what man that took an oath of office could allow this?
And if you know
something's
about
wrong.
It, so people have to know about this. So if those people working in the White House, if they know about this or working within that orbit of Biden, if they know how bad he is and they are continuing this facade of normalcy, they are acting in treason as well.
Yes, they're complicit. Absolutely complicit. Because now it's a conspiracy. When you have having knowledge of a crime ranks right up there with committing the crime.
Yeah.
In any other case, in any case.
Doesn't matter if you drive the car for the bank robbery or if you go in. Same.
Exactly. Thing. Yeah, there's something isn't right there. And I'm trying to, I don't know, I'm looking more and more and more and more. Who's always at his side? We've always got Joe Biden. If it isn't Joe Biden, who's the next person? You know what I'm saying? I've got to do some more research on that, but something isn't right there. He's not, he doesn't know everything that's going on.
No.
He can't. No. He can't. How can you sit there and leave your border wide open? I mean, the Chinese army could walk right in the country and no one would even say a word to him. They bagged some big cartel guy.
A couple of them, actually.
In Texas, yeah, a couple days ago.
I got right here.
Colombian drug lord. He's got a funny, try and say that name, Doug. I'll let you take it around that one. This guy is a hardcore Colombian drug lord, 29-year-old guy, and was wanted. And he came in through Eagle Pass. And he just got picked up in Texas. Man, do we have a problem or what?
Well, okay. Now, but I want to go back to something you said, too, about it's easier to make things look a little bit not the way they really are in reality today. You know, there's this, folks, not that you necessarily care, but I do know that we have listeners in the UK. God bless you, folks. Mm-hmm. Kate Middleton, you know, where has she been since Christmas? Have you heard about that?
Yeah, she's vanished.
Yeah, but here's another. Here's kind of like part two of that. How about Prince or King Charles? Some say King Charles, because there's going to be an announcement later this week, supposedly on Wednesday, this big announcement. And why does this all matter? And I'll tell you why it matters. Okay, if King Charles steps down, who's next in the line? That's Prince William. And, of course, Prince William in The Antichrist and a Cup of Tea, that book that was written. I believe it's from that book, suggests that William could very well be this Antichrist figure. And look, I know, folks, okay, you got your own ideas. I'm just saying that's what some people believe. And isn't it interesting timing right now? And could they pull off something like this where hiding someone's death for this long? Of course they could. Yeah. You know, so you're...
They're saying he's been involved with another woman for the last 2 years.
Which one? Charles or the other one?
The kid.
William.
Yeah. I call him a kid because to me and Doug, he's a kid.
Yeah, heck yes. Heck yes.
A little snot-nosed kid.
Yeah. So it's really interesting to me, I think, the events. And then we have, I want to toss this out real quick. We have this... this lunar eclipse coming, but the solar eclipse on the 8th of April, you know, crossing the United States and being significant, corresponding to some of the Jewish holidays. I'm going to say this, okay? God told us to look for signs in the heavens, and we're seeing that. And then, of course, yes, there's this devil's comet that may become visible as well. So all of this combined, you take all of these things and toss them into a bucket, and yeah, it's kind of like, well, are they related? Maybe they are. I happen to think they are. Before RT, hang on one second. Before I get back to the program, I just want to talk to you, talk to everyone about this. If you drive, or even if you don't drive, I found this flashlight, but it's more than a flashlight. Man, I'll tell you something. This is like my favorite tool aside from my EDC, okay? This is a flashlight that I keep in my car that does just about everything I want it to do. You know, I still use a compass, got a compass. In fact, it's a detachable compass. It's a regular, normal flashlight. It has the different kinds of widths, so you can focus or wide angle. It's got this right here. If you're stuck inside, you can break the glass to get out. You've got red and blue lights. The last time I did that, it really screwed up the focus on the camera, so I'm not gonna do that. The red and blue lights right here. You can put that on your dashboard. Folks, this is fighterflare.com. You know, law enforcement agencies across the country, they're struggling, of course, to contain the steadily rising violent crime rates, carjackings, homicides, robberies. They show no signs of slowing down, and they've affected everyone from politicians to just normal people like you and me. All right, this is why I've been using today's sponsor, the Fighter Flare flashlight. I absolutely love it. It's an all-purpose tactical flashlight designed for self-defense and personal security. Folks, this is great. It features an ultra bright 800 lumen light with strobe lighting. The strobe lighting, I got hit with the strobe lighting when during an arrest of somebody, and I was not the one being arrested, but boy, the police officer used a strobe light and accidentally shone in my eyes just briefly. And oh my goodness, you talk about making me stop in my tracks. But this strobe light on this is just phenomenal. It can blind an attacker. It comes with a list of features, including a glass breaking hammer, power bank. By the way, you can actually charge your cell phone with this. Okay, it's a one stop flashlight. I'm telling you. I absolutely love it. Folks, I want to thank Fighter Flare Flashlight for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to use promo HAG, H-A-G, yeah, I'm a hag, HAG20 to get 20% off. It's a lifetime guarantee with a lifetime guarantee replacement, access to Prepper's Peak exclusive newsletter, and free express shipping, completely complimentary with every order. That's fighterflare.com, fighterflare.com, fighterflare.com. It'll be in the, and don't forget, use HAG20 for 20% off. It'll be in the program description box, Rumble, Brighteon, and everywhere we're featured in video. So, okay.
Great device with that strobe light on it.
Yeah.
It is, because, folks, you know how where it's dark and you step into a light room and you have to let your eyes adjust, and it takes a few seconds. This thing doesn't give you a few seconds, okay? It's like boom, 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 and it literally blinds you.
I'm telling you.
You talk about a great getaway tool, that'll do it, and then beat feet. I'm telling you.
Yeah, to see it in action, and I've been, you and I, we've been in different.
Oh yeah,
yeah, we've used things like that, and it's all, they all have their place. All right, so okay, now here is one more thing, and I know you've seen bits, pieces, most all, perhaps, of this video. In the program description link, it'll be cut 8. Or video 8. But when I say things are going to get ugly, things have already been prepared for where we're at today. And in RT, I think where the ugliness is going to be coming from is the Antifa, BLM, the professional rioters, the individuals, you know, Obama's own security civilian force, right? That's where this is going to come from, along with the DOJ. right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
would you agree?
Yep.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. So you've seen this montage, I'm sure, but this is about a minute 34 seconds. What they have been accusing President Trump of, going back to the bloodbath comment, think about this one more time. And this will probably be the last time I ever play this montage, but consider what was said about President Trump's bloodbath remark to these communist leftist scumbaggery people. Watch clip 8.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
You got to be ready to throw a punch.
We have to be ready to throw a punch.
Donald Trump, I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
That I thought he should have punched him in the face.
I feel like punching him.
I think I'd like to take him behind the gym if I were in high school.
If you were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
No, I wish you were in high school. I could take him behind the gym.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Take him out now.
Okay. When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Please, get up in the face of some Congress people.
People will do what they do.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
We're going to go in there, we're going to...
This is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. And for those of you who are soldiers, make them pay.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
Yeah, that's real funny, right?
I'd throat punch that bitch. I don't like her.
No, I don't either. And of course, you know, you've got this... This incredible. Are any one of those people, to your knowledge, in prison?
No, and that's the thing. You're talking about killing the president.
Yeah.
If I said that right now, or you said that right now, Doug, there would be, really, before the end of the week, Secret Service would be at the door.
Huh.
Think about
less
it.
Less than that.
You know, you know that. And these people are talking about offing the president? Are you serious? I don't. That Maxine Waters should have been jailed a long time ago. She's gone over the line so many times, it's not funny. But they're not going to because she's black. But don't, and like I said, this isn't a racial thing. This is going on all over the United States. You have retailers that are actually closing locations and leaving because they can't handle the bum rush shoplifting deal where 15 or 20 black kids come in a group, raid the store, and leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody does a thing. Retailers can't handle that.
Which is why the dollar store, they're closing 1,000 outlets.
Think about that. The dollar store. This is so crazy. And I know the government's behind it, and I don't know if they're just to put more money in Jeff Bezos' pocket so that people order online. But they're attacking the retailers, too. They are destroying everything decent in America. And you know, shopping malls and stuff like that. That you should be safe in a shopping mall. You should
think,
be.
Right?
You would think.
Yeah.
But all bets are off now. We are in bed. And what Doug was saying about the Bible and, you know, things going on, yeah. If you go in there and you go even just loosen up the translation a little bit, okay, and you'll find that a lot of things can fit in there that we're seeing and the Bible also describes. And then you're going to see a lot of things that tit for tat. It's accurate.
Very
ladies and gentlemen, you look to the Lord. But once again, his part we cannot do and our part he will not do.
There was a saying, again, a turn of phrase, Please, Lord, help me accept the things I cannot change, but help me change the things I cannot accept. Okay, I think I got that right.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
But listen to that second part. Please help me accept the things I can't change, but also change things that I cannot accept. And I think that's where we are right now. I think the right, the conservatives, the Christians are at that point where we can't accept this.
And churches are closing up left to right. We don't look around. We don't have any, like the Billy Graham. He's not prominent like his dad was. The churches are people. We are absolutely in trouble. We've been too complacent for too long. And you want to know why? Because we're conservatives. We're actually kind of reserved. Now, once you trip our trigger, you will meet an opposing force that will destroy you. It's just getting us to that point.
But people still, on the conservative side, we're still playing by the rules. The left is not. Okay.
Exactly.
And consider this, the surge in FBI arrests and new cases that are linked to January 6th, the Capitol breach. Okay, record pace predicts 2,150 arrests by 2026 or 2025. Okay, so in late 2023 and early 2024, FBI arrests and new criminal cases related to January 6th surged in the same time period. They accelerated to a point where the federal courts in D.C. could no longer support the weight, so the DOJ had changed and arrested 93 persons in the last 2 months. I want to add, and according to one estimate, at the present pace, there might be some 445 new cases on the docket this year, more than in 2022 and 2023 combined. So in all, the FBI has detained some 1,358 people as of March 6th of this year. And the DOJ has filed, and listen to this, has filed criminal charges on those arrests against them for offenses connected to the Capitol breach that include, now consider this, let's see here, where do I have them? Well, you've got, okay, here it is right here. No, that's not it. Yeah, okay, so, according to one of the attorneys involved in all of this, federal courts on January 6th resulted in 6 to 8 months suspension of arrests and prosecutions beginning in early 2023 because of the backlog. There was a pause. But what you have, you've got, just consider the people who have been arrested. From Florida, 129, Texas, 104, Pennsylvania, 93, California, 90, New York, 80, Ohio, 71. In Virginia, 67. These are the states with the highest number of arrests. As a group, they make up only about half of all the defendants with respect to January 6th. And the reason I brought this up, roughly 58% of the offenders got jail or prison time that have been tried. 19% received home detention, and the other 3.5% received a mix of the two. And according to the DOJ, of the 769 defendants who entered guilty pleas, 31 did so for felonies and 69% for misdemeanors. And they were done to avoid getting being tried in a D.C. court that would sentence them even more. That basically, they were already found guilty. It was more of a sentencing situation. So having said all of that, look for additional arrests to be coming this year, especially this year and throughout the summer. And RT, I know you've got a target on your back. I've got one on my back. Just saying.
Which is, you know what? And that is crap, especially when you consider everything we've done for this country.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that this morning. And we put our lives on hold for about 8 years. You know what I mean?
We did.
And we did, and we did, and we did, and we did. We've saved civilians. We have saved soldiers. And we have saved the lives of politicians, including the President of the United States, George Bush. And then you would even have the gall to knock on my door? Really? That makes me sick. That makes me sick.
Yep.
It absolutely, there is, this country is, we're in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. This country is
it's the, hence the fact that it's coming. I mean, it's going to get ugly.
Getting ready to, yeah, listen, it hasn't even gotten ugly. You don't know ugly until, I just hope that Donald Trump actually makes it to the White House. My concern, my real concern, is them doing something to Trump before the election. And then my other one is, we have got to be on top of this cheating at the ballot box. We have got to, there, while we've got a number in Congress, we need to pass really common sense legislation about how the voting will be done that even the Senate can't say no to it. We've got, you know what? Well,
When I was in Palm Beach County, let me just toss this out to you and consider this. Okay, you have Rhino congressmen. That includes both the House and the Senate.
Yeah.
Okay, who are expected to leave, to retire, like in a short period
of time. That one guy for sure. He's going to mess things up.
I'm going to tell you something. This is a plan in order to, the larger plan here is to get enough additional communist rhinos or people directly communists on the left to avoid certifying a President Trump victory.
I saw that.
Or changing anything else.
That's good. So they're going to do it January 6th.
Pretty much, yeah.
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 That's what I'm saying. We're in trouble. We better come up with a plan real fast.
Again, I don't think we can come up with one.
We don't even have somebody that's in charge of the right to lead the charge, negotiate, or give out instruction.
And if they did, how would they last?
Oh, my God. They'd be in jail, and the key would be thrown away.
Okay. All right. Now,
they're really limiting our options, Doug.
So you're exactly right. And the other part of this, Charlie Kirk was talking about this. Many know Charlie Kirk as a broadcaster. The ultimate weapon, the deep state, the blob, the Borg, their ultimate weapon against all of us is a two-tiered justice system. And he referenced this in a way that I thought was rather, him and his guest talked about this in a way that I thought was rather good and would apply here to this larger conversation as things get ugly. Because when you cannot petition the justice system, when you have no justice, there's nothing you can do. So if we can play cut six and then your take on the other side, this is Charlie Kirk about the two-tier justice system.
Cash, is the American justice system more dead than it is alive?
Yeah, and that's tragic for me as a career federal public defender, national security prosecutor, man who used to go into court and abide by the Constitution at all cost. The deep state's ultimate weapon of choice is the two-tier system of justice. And we are not just seeing its application in federal court against the former president of the United States. We're seeing its application in state court across this country, both for criminal prosecutions and civil prosecutions, not just against Donald Trump, but every one of his followers and anyone who dares to stand for the America First agenda. And this DOJ, run by Biden and Garland and Christopher Wray and the thugs over there that have weaponized the system of justice from Russiagate on to January 6th and everything in between with Hunter Biden's laptop, the 51 Intel letter, and Joe Biden's classified documents case, the only good thing that has happened from Donald Trump not being in the presidency is we've exposed all this corruption behind his leadership in the court matters that are going on before him. And now America is getting a serious education level. Even MSNBC is having a meltdown, and what they're resorting to is personal attacks, because this two-tier system of justice is going to be the most consequential issue of this election cycle, in my opinion, because they don't want everyday Americans being pursued for political beliefs.
Now, contextualize that, RT, with respect to conservative Christians doing anything to save our republic and being looked upon as enemies, their enemies, and a system of justice that will not serve us. What do you think?
You just nailed it. I'm sorry, but it's one of these things where we've said this many times, you keep kicking that dog, keep kicking that dog, the dog's going to respond. You know, it's funny when Trump said bloodbath, I looked up at the screen and I thought, a couple of weeks ago, didn't we say that if he didn't get in the White House, if he didn't get elected, there would be a bloodbath? I thought we said that. I thought we said that on the air.
But not in the same context as he would. Yeah, but we said
that. Yeah, but he's talking about automotive manufacturers. But the thing was, the way the media ran with it, but they started this bloodbath, and I thought, I'm almost for sure that's exactly the word we use on the air. And then, so at first I'm like, oh, cool, Trump watches the Hagman Report. And then I thought, second, CNN and MSNBC are also watching the Hagman Report. You know, I had to look twice at the TV screen to make sure I was hearing what I was hearing. So I found it kind of amusing. But the problem, we are in the justice system as it is, can't even be run correct. When you can't get your fair day in court, then it doesn't leave you a lot of alternatives. It doesn't leave you a lot of options. And if they think that, you know, 82 million or 84 million or 90 million or 120 million people are going to put up with that crap, they need to get their heads out of their butts. Because I'm telling you, if there's any malfeasance on voting day, it is going to explode.
And there will be.
There will be. You know it's coming. You know it's coming. If nothing else, so it does explode. And I'll tell you why. Because they think they can handle us. And they're so stupid if they think that.
But
I know Biden says, well, you have F-16s, but you know what? We have people that are patriotic Americans that know how to fly F-16s. And I'll guarantee you our people could get to a jet.
and have we not learned lessons? Has he not learned lessons from Afghanistan, Vietnam, other mm-hmm. locations?
Yeah. Okay. And who trained us, Doug?
Yeah. There you go.
And I see the kids out there. Now they're in the military, and I'm really glad I was in the military, you know, 40 years ago.
And to be clear, I was never, just so people don't make any, I was never, Randy Taylor was in the military. I was never in the military. So just to be clear on that.
Yeah, but you were fighting on a whole different front, Doug. We worked together on the civilian front with DHS. And
well, that was
people that they used to be reputable. And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. We were at one point in pretty good shape as far as the agencies. But now they have gone so political, you can't even deal with them. You can't talk to them. And when Obama came in, that's when I said goodbye. And that's about the time we wrapped that up, Doug.
And who was the first person to use the phrase fake news? I've gone back, and the first person of any notable of note was Barack Hussein Obama back in 2015 that he used that phrase fake news, and then it became this fake news. Okay, kind of switching gears here because there's just so much going on. By the way, the Supreme Court today is hearing oral arguments on a case that we'll talk about later in the week. But
yep.
This would be. This would be cut four. Cut five. I'm sorry, Eric the Tech. the Biden family corruption, since we're talking about a two-tiered justice system, this is what I referenced earlier about congressional investigators found a plan that showed Hunter Biden was trying to help a massive Chinese energy company buy Westinghouse, who makes American nuclear reactors. And think about that. And this is a minute and a half clip, roughly, about this very deal. And this also speaks to his coming in on the 20th for testimony, supposedly. And by the way, what happens if he doesn't? Okay, are they going to put him in leg irons as well, like they did with others, like Steve Baker?
They'll send him a candygram with one of his naked cousins or something.
Oh,
sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
No, you know, but the mental image of that. So check this out, folks. This is Cut 5 in the show notes, HagmanPI.com. Open up the today's description box, and you'll find all of the links there. Watch this.
Hunter Biden and his partners were in a position to help the Chinese corner the world nuclear market. And when they do that with other industries, what happens is China will bankrupt other companies around the world to take complete control of, pick your topic, maybe it's pharmaceuticals, maybe it's technology on EVs, whatever it is. This was damn dangerous for them to get their hands on Westinghouse, and Hunter Biden's right there helping it out, isn't he?
Yeah. Hunter Biden was the facilitator. And how was he going to facilitate it? He was going to use his father's position. People should not lose sight of the fact that Joe Biden was the vice president when Hunter Biden was pursuing this deal for CEFC. And what's interesting about the Solomon story that's broken, that's so important, is that we knew that that Hunter was trying to help them get a real strong foothold in gas and oil. But this nuclear energy type of movement that they were going to give to facilitate so CEFC could get that technology, it's astounding. It's really astounding. And I got to tell you, Westinghouse at the time was owned by Toshiba, a Japanese company. But Toshiba wouldn't sell that to China either. So because they all understand the ramifications, if you give nuclear technology to China, all of a sudden, not only do you facilitate their economic strength, you actually allow them to move into energy markets, which would give them even more power and leverage over nations around the world than they're already exercising. It was an incredibly dangerous thing, and they were doing this for purely for self-service.
Personal enrichment. And mm-hmm. Again, the two-tier justice system that we're talking about, you can't get you've got political prisoners in D.C. gulags. You've got the various cases against President Trump. The immunity issue is being deliberated or will be deliberated. So much going on. And I don't see a clear way out of this, especially when you don't have that justice, like the previous clip talked about with Rahim Kassam. Go ahead.
I'm hoping that this judge that's going to make the ruling on the innocence, whatever you call it.
Immunity.
The immunity thing for presidents.
The Supreme Court, yes.
Because they're going to have to be real careful, because if they say there is no immunity, then all bets are off with previous presidents. You know what I'm saying? It may take getting a Republican into the White House to facilitate it, but that would put, like, Barack Hussein Obama, I mean, they could bring him up on murder charges. You want to get right down to it.
I would not want to see that.
I don't want to see that can of worms open. That is dangerous territory, because there's no limits. When you start getting into stuff like that, there's no limits. They can write all they want and make parameters in a paragraph and say that's the law. There's still no limits. Exactly. Anybody can twist. You're watching it every day. They twist words. They twisted words over bloodbath.
Of course.
You know, and you want to know, here's the sad part. how many people went to bed last night thinking, in the United States, thinking that Donald Trump said it'd be a bloodbath if he wasn't elected?
That's a danger. That's the danger. Yeah.
Stop and think about that. Stop and think about that. I'm telling you, and even people on our side probably thought, oh, Jesus said something stupid. You know what? I'm going to say 300 million at least went to bed last night that hadn't investigated it, that just took it for truth. They may find out the truth this week, but took it for what it was worth on the surface and went to bed. Stop and think about that.
And you've seen Twitter. You've seen social media. Isn't it interesting how supposedly Musk has reformed Twitter, but apparently not everyone has gotten that memo. Okay.
We're still shadow banned. I don't know what's going on there.
There you go.
I'm serious. If it wasn't for our dedicated followers clicking and forwarding our stuff, we would just be buried in a hole somewhere. It's unbelievable. And
Laura Loomer was talking about this with Raheem Kassam on her program. I think it was yesterday or Saturday, about, hey, you know, now they're monetized on X or Twitter. So Raheem made, you know, I think enough for a steak or something like that, whereas Laura Loomer made maybe $2,000. Nothing to sneeze at, but we couldn't even make, I mean, I think we might owe them. Okay.
Yeah. It's sad. It's sad.
Nothing has been fixed.
No. And I know Elon probably thinks it has been, but he needs to get even better people than what he has just to check the people working for him. Same thing. If Donald Trump becomes president, he needs guys in there that are die hard loyal. I mean, loyal, that you could look them in the face and tell them they're going to prison, and they'll tell you to stick it up your butt.
Because within the confines of the Constitution, by the way.
Yeah, because, yeah, and that's the thing. That's why I always said Doug and I would be great assistants for this man, because we wouldn't fold on him. It's not in our way. We don't do things like that. We do not fold.
Right.
And that's it. But the problem is, they cornered these people and said, well, you committed a crime here, here, and here, and here. And I'd say, you know what? You missed one. There's another one. Now get out.
No, okay.
I wouldn't, and especially, it tears me up that the people that he trusted turned on him. It just makes me sick to my stomach.
That Jenna Ellis is one example. My goodness. You know, now she's crawling back in a sense.
How would you ever trust her again?
You can't.
You can't. You cannot. You're absolutely right, Doug.
No.
I'll write him a letter and offer our services.
Well, I do suspect they do know. but having said all of that, remember what was President Trump's big chant? The people were chanting back during his 2016 run for president, lock her up, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, now think about that and compare that to what's happening in Haiti today.
Yes.
Okay, and also throw in Obama into the mix.
Yes.
And watch this clip, which is about a minute 40.
This will be good.
There's a question here. Whatever happened to the billions of dollars, I think it was 16 or 13 to 14, $15 billion, the Clintons invested into Haiti. And Representative Burchett weighs in on this. This is cut for.
You talk about the money that made it to the Clinton bank accounts. All right, roll it, baby.
Ka-ching, ka-ching. Yeah, you got that. Yeah.
Couldn't Governor DeSantis put the absolute nix on this and say, no, they're not coming in. I will line our beaches and there will be no illegals coming into our state.
Well, here's what you got to do is you've got to stop them in the international waters. And the president knows that, because once they get into a certain perimeter that, you know, they're going to show some poor kid drowning, which is horrible, or some Haitians that are unable to swim or what have you, and they're going to have to rescue them. And then what do you do with them then? Can you send them back? Florida doesn't have those capabilities, and Florida's in a trap, really. I think another question that needs to be asked that nobody's asking, the Clinton Foundation, what happened to all those billions of dollars that they invested in Haiti? And, there's a lot of culprits in all this, and we continuously back the wrong people, and we get into business that is not our business, and now we're expected to pick up the pieces. So it's a horrendous situation, but you multiply that across our borders in Texas, Arizona, all these other states have been seeing this, and it's a terrible situation. And this isn't like the Cuban crisis when Castro took over and those people fled there. These are folks. We're going to have some, as to quote President Trump, we're going to have some bad hombres in this bunch, and we better be ready. Our prisons and our law enforcement, they're already overworked and underpaid. They're going to really receive the brunt of this.
Okay, now real quick, there's two parts to this. There's the Hillary Clinton part, of course, the foundation, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton part. But then there's also the Hillary Clinton Obama Department of State and the ambassador to Haiti at the time and all of this. I'm going to toss this to you, and I'd like you to consider this, because here we have this massive humanity escaping Haiti. Why? Well, you've got, shish kebab, the barbecue guy over there, and the gangs controlling Haiti. How did that happen? How did that happen? Well, as it turns out, the CIA, the Department of State, specifically under Clinton, Hillary, as well as Obama during his tenure and subsequent to Hillary, meddled in the elections of Haiti. And folks, this, if you go back to 2021 and 2022, right before the elections, how many people, and RT, how many people do you think know that right before the elections of 2022, the optics were so bad in Texas with respect to a Haitian surge in Texas, at the Texas border? You had some 16,000 Haitians. Do people even realize this? At the Texas border, 16,000. So quietly, in the dark of night, there were two camps in the White House. One camp was very concerned about the midterm elections for 2022. With respect to all of these Haitians in Texas. And the other camp, headed by Mayorkas, they couldn't care less. They were saying, well, you know what? Yeah. We can control the optics. And they had their teams within the White House under both of these structures. So what ended up happening was the lesser of the communists prevailed somehow. And there were numerous, and I mean numerous, flights out of Texas back to Port-au-Prince that took some, an estimated 10,000 plus Haitians back to Port-au-Prince, only because the optics for the midterm elections weren't that good. Is your head hurting yet? Wow.
And the fact that the money that Clinton collected, and several charities as well, built squat for housing. We're talking literally billions of dollars. And I would say all over the entire island, less than 100 houses built. That's ridiculous. You're talking about Haitian houses. I mean, that's, yes, Gilligan's Island stuff.
That's correct. And that's important, yeah, to really. And thank you for bringing that back up, because, again, going back to that time period.
Yep, that's what we should be seeing. Here's the other thing I'd never get. All this money goes into the Clinton Foundation, and then nobody ever really knows where it goes. You know, how do they launder that kind of money? Do they have to do it through Soros? Where's the money today? How can they say that, the Clinton Foundation has $0 in the bank? that's a lie. Or maybe it's not a lie. But either way, whatever happened was not legal. It wasn't kosher. And certainly, anytime Clinton's got a stamp on it, it's not ethical. Whatever it is. But these people, here's the part that really, really got me going on Friday. I was watching a documentary about the kids.
Oh.
I watched a documentary about how many kids disappeared out of Haiti. Were supposedly coming to the United States. Were never heard from again. And I'm going to tell you something. I am so tired of this sex trade and this illegal trafficking of children. I was so cracked off Friday, my family stayed away from me. This just got stuck in my craw. I don't understand why, we said Christians are being attacked and good and evil.
Yep.
The kids are good, man. And they are under attack. We have to protect these kids. And I'm going to tell you what, you think I'm pissed off at the U.S. government? Yeah. Kids do a lot of stupid things. One of them is killing kids in a womb. I got a problem with that. The way you do it, it's because for you, it's a convenience.
Yep.
It's a convenience issue. Okay. I'm not talking about moms dying if the kid's born. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just the way you're doing it. And then we think about kids in the sex trade. These little creatures are being tortured, raped, beaten, and murdered as babies. As little kids. I can't even fathom what I would do to a human being if I walked in the room and something like that was happening.
I totally agree.
I sat here and I thought about this, and Doug, it was to the point I felt like puking. That's how upset I was. I wanted to puke.
The things we've seen. And especially with Haiti. I want to get this in before we run out of time. This is just over 2.5 minutes long. I had mentioned, by the way, my number was off. It's 10,000. The export flights back to Haiti were some 195,000, not 10,000, 100. Just to repair the optics. But now, today, the script has been flipped, and Steve Bannon asked the question, well, wait a second. Hold on a minute here. What are these illegal flights directly from Haiti to New York City? What's going on here? Okay, to bypass the southern border. This is clip number 3, and this is just over 2.5 minutes.
It turns out she's not actually a U.S. citizen. She's staying at a migrant hotel, but I want you to explain to people what that means. Also, is she underage? Is he alleged to have raped an underage girl?
This is a 15-year-old child, a fellow migrant in the NGO-provided, paid-for hotel in Rockland, Massachusetts, where they were staying. The hotel, by the way, is one of many, many across the country that are being paid for. I think a lot of that is coming ultimately from government funds through these NGOs. They're kind of staying there indefinitely, and this alleged aggravated sexual assault of this child, a fellow Haitian, apparently. Now, he is pleaded not guilty, but to me, that is very significant because the White House just told us about this secretive flight program, that the vetting's great. What are you worried about? And tens of thousands of Haitians are part of it. They're being authorized to fly in to U.S. airports. They won't tell us which airports. But because of this case and the Fox News report, we now know that some of the flights are coming right out of Haiti, which is a surprise to me. I would never have guessed that they were flying them directly from Haiti and into JFK in New York. So it's not just Greg Abbott busing people to New York to cause problems there, or Boston, or anywhere else. I suspect that the Biden administration is authorizing huge, huge numbers. We know 320,000 plus. It's probably more like 340,000 now. have been authorized to fly in under this program. And one last thing I want to say about it, which really kind of sparked off the attention to my reporting, is that the government is telling CIS, Center for Immigration Studies, they won't give us the names of these airports because they've flown so many in that it has stretched airport security and made those airports vulnerable to what they call bad actors, which okay, is, to me,
right there.
Even a bigger...
folks, you can watch the entire clip at HagmanPI.com, but RT in the final minute.